15th, 2010, in the City of Dawn, Oroville. News, interviews, announcements with Marlenka on microphone, Varun and Yahalom in studio. A look at the weather. Scattered clouds, possible showers on Wednesday, easterly winds 14 to 21 kilometers per hour, and temperature range 24 to 30 degrees. The following is an interview with Georges van Frechem, plus an excerpt of his talk, which was part of last weekend's presentation from the Center of Indian Studies, entitled Mutation, a Process.
I have been reading, studying, and writing now for something like 88 up to now is 32 years. So all the time when you read, you have a kind of quiet ecstasy. And that is, of course, why I write down then what I can put together. What I mean, I discover, and that is not to be found elsewhere, and which is only a comment, an approach, or an exploration of the writings and sayings of Sri Aurobindo and the mother.
This is an integral vision requiring an integral practice in order to become an integral being. As Sri Aurobindo says, the thing to be done is as large as human life. And therefore, the individuals who lead the way will take all human life for their province. These pioneers will consider nothing as alien to them, nothing as outside their scope. For they are working at a point of transition where they, thanks to the effort of many preceding generations, carrying themselves the fullness of the human potential. And our task is to realize more and more what it means and to try to go there a little below, to adjust things. And that, of course, if you see in the daily working out of this effort, is not easy and full of human reactions.
Matra Mandir, envisioned as the soul of Oroville, was completed 3 years ago, but the Matra Mandir Gardens are still a work in progress. The banyan tree, known as the very center of Oroville, borders the Garden of Unity and seems to have become a bit of a source of conflict for some of the residents. Some comments and some clarification. For the 12 gardens surrounding Matra Mandir, it was agreed that designs would first be shown to the coordinators at Matra Mandir and then to the community as a whole for feedback and approval. A process followed last spring for the first three gardens, the Garden of Existence, the Garden of Consciousness, and Bliss. In December of 2008, those actively involved with the discussion of garden planning agreed upon benches for under the edges of the banyan tree. The approval for starting the concreting of the main paths in this garden were agreed upon some 3 weeks before the present management took over. Now, there's been an agreement between all involved to maintain the dynamism and the progress of the work in a spirit of collaboration towards manifesting this first materialization of the gardens, recognizing that the gardens are an evolving, living creation. One resident was heard to comment, "Models usually do look different when they're executed." If many find that the present proposal is not all right for the Garden of Unity, then maybe it's time to stop the work and rethink. A Garden of Unity ought to be built in a spirit of unity, and it's not the first time, nor the only time, nor, no doubt, the last time that something in Matra Mandir changes halfway. Nothing to get upset about except that it does cost money, time, and tears. As it was with the inner skin, but nevertheless, something beautiful emerged upon completion. And from another resident, maybe the logically heartful next step would be for all concerned to gather round the banyan in a spirit of joy, unity, love, and freedom, together seeking peacefully which path does justice to the majesty and sacredness of the Matra Mandir banyan tree. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, you may contact oroville.org. And thank you for listening.